You guys asked, and then you asked again, and then you asked a few more times. And I think it took a total of 2 years, but we made it happen. Guess who's in studio?
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
I
used to bite
my tongue. I love this. Okay, you guys. Welcome to The Point with Kristen Bird. Just for transparency, I want to let you guys know this is a pre-taped show because I'm out of town right now. I'm in Washington, D.C. if you're watching this live. And I want to let you guys know that we worked really, really, really hard to get this person on the show. And I'm super excited she is here. Not only is she a top six contestant from season 10 of So You Think You Can Dance, but she's also in Dancing with the Stars in the troupe. Guess her name? It's Haley Herbert. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Holy cow. We made this happen.
We finally made it happen. We are here.
I want to say that we kind of negotiated this at Mixology one night.
We did, right after the show.
Right after, I think, was it week one, maybe?
Was it week one or week two?
Might have been week one or week two. Yeah. We were like, okay, how do we make this happen?
Yeah.
And we were like, great, we got this all. And Britt was like, go, talk to her. Yes. Morgan's like, do it.
We finally set up a date and everything. Gave you an email that I actually check.
Yes.
That was the issue, was that it's my, like, fan account email that I, like, rarely ever get on. So.
And so we were like, it would be, like, one email, and then I'd send it back, and then 6 months would go by.
Seriously, I'm so bad at responding.
No, it's okay. It's totally okay. We made it happen. It's all good. But at that night at Mixology, I was literally like, can I have an email that I can really get in touch with you?
And it worked out perfectly.
We are here. We're going to make it happen. Slaley. I've been calling her Slaley since you got here. I was like, so many nicknames. You've
got
them all.
So many of them.
Slaley, Daily, Haley. We got them all. All right. Well, I love going back and like doing research on all my guests. And I have to tell you, season 10, I'm a little bit of a fangirl of. I always go 4, 10, 14. Yes. I don't know what that is, but those are like my three seasons that always are my favorite.
Yeah.
So it was really fun to kind of go back and like watch your audition again and everything else.
Oh my gosh.
So you started all the way back in Kansas.
Yep.
And you were one of those babies that was dancing in dance school.
Yeah. I started out as any other dancer. You start out in tap, ballet, and jazz, and yep. then you progress on to the other styles. But I grew up in Kansas. I drove an hour and a half to a studio that I thought was worth it because
even when you were itty bitty or later on?
Once I turned about, I think 11, that's when I switched studios. So I drove like 5 minutes to my studio growing up. And then once I was like 11, I was dancing with high schoolers when I was in elementary school. So I was like, I think I need to go somewhere that's really going to push me.
You needed some challenges there.
Yeah, of course.
And what studio was that? Let's give him a shout out.
My old one or my new one?
The new one that pushed you, yes.
And Dana's School of Dance. They're amazing.
I love that.
And they were honestly my huge support system through all of So You Think. I was like, I honestly believe that they're why I got so far. Because they were constantly voting. They were, like, always just... One of my dance teachers had a shortcut, and she would do, like... You know how on the iPhone you can do a shortcut?
Mm-hmm.
So she would do PP, and that would type my name, and she would press send. So it'd be PP, send, PP, send. I was like, you're so smart.
The days of power voting. I don't know if it's really allowed anymore, but back in the day, like, you really could.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing.
I love that. Had they had anyone else from your studio audition before you, or were you kind of like the first one?
They had a few people audition, but nobody, I think maybe one of the dancers may have gotten to the Green Mile, but other than that, nobody had gotten any further than that. So this was like really huge for them. And it was huge for me too. I so did not expect to be there at all, but it was really cool.
Well, here's what I remember, because I was watching this morning. And you're like, we drove 10 and a half hours. You guys auditioned in Texas. Were you in Dallas?
I believe it was Austin.
Okay.
Yes.
It was in Austin, Texas. That year. And you had grandparents there and your mom there and your dance teacher there and your cousin there. Like,
yeah.
Did everyone just drive in or?
So my grandparents and my aunt and my cousin are actually all from Texas. My mom is originally from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we chose Texas. We were like, oh, family could be there and everything. My dance teacher came with me because she actually auditioned as well. She didn't make it through, but she was auditioning with me. I kind of had like my little support system, which was amazing. It was a long drive, but it was completely worth it.
That's so great. Were you just ending high school, or had you already taken a year of college or anything?
I was actually still in high school, so I missed a week of high school for the Green Mile, but also I missed it for the Austin auditions.
That's so interesting. I know, I can't say who it is, but I'll let remind me, guys, when we can talk about who was on season 15, but there's a contestant that made it to Academy and chose not to go to the Academy this year because they didn't want to miss prom. And I think it was like a graduation week. It was senior week and all of that. That's kind of a hard decision sometimes.
That is. I mean, for me, it was really easy. It was like, I love dance so much. And I honestly was not a huge fan of like my high school. I had my core group of friends, but I was like, high school is not really for me, whatever. So I honestly didn't even want to go to my graduation. So I was like, I'll take So You Think over any of that any day.
Did you miss prom or graduation or anything?
No, I actually didn't. I ended up being there. I think I left either, it was like the day after graduation or like a couple of days. It was cutting it really close, but I still made it to my graduation and everything.
Your mom was probably happy.
She was.
I know Deb. Deb follows me. Yeah, she follows me on Twitter.
Oh, I'm sure she does. She loves her social media so much.
I love it though. Every once in a while, I'll be like, Deb Schwartz. She comes in on my Twitter account.
Oh yeah, she does.
I love it. What do you remember about your audition? Is there anything that stands out from that day?
Oh my gosh, just I was so nervous the entire time. Like I just kind of went on. Just kind of on a whim. My friend had sent me the audition and she was like, you should go to So You Think auditions. And she sent me the list and I told my mom, I was like, maybe I should do this. And my mom's like, hey, you have an open weekend here. We can stay with your grandparents. Why not just go and try it? And I was like, okay. Like I was so scared. But honestly, the only thing that really stands out is when I got my ticket to Vegas. I just remember like dropping to my knees and bawling my eyes out because I wasn't expecting it. I just thought it was going to be for an experience. I was like, probably not going to make it, but you know what? It's like awesome because I wanted to be a professional dancer anyway. And I knew that you always have to audition. You're going to get told no way more than yes. So I was like, you know what? Like, let's just try it.
Let's make this happen.
And I got a ticket and I was like, what is happening?
What just am I doing?
Bawling my eyes out. Yeah, but it was so exciting.
And you had Minnie Driver on the judging panel.
Which was incredible. Cool. Oh my gosh, she's amazing and stunning.
Like, and listening to their comments, she's like, she is lovely. That is my horrible like Irish accent. Sorry, you guys. but it was fun to listen to their comments.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I know. I mean, and they obviously cut down like all of their comments when they show the actual show, but just them speaking, like I don't even think I remember a single thing that they said to me because I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I'm actually here. Like, I'm actually doing this. I blocked everything out until they were like, you're going to Vegas. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
Let's talk about Vegas week because it's literally like the hardest week, I think, for everyone. I'm So You Think.
Yeah.
Even if you make the live shows, still Vegas week.
Oh, yeah. I was a mess the entire week. Like, you get no sleep. You are working your bums off. You're always partnered with different people. You watch people that you get close with go home and you're like, am I gonna be next?
And they literally send you guys home right away.
Immediately. You have an hour to go upstairs and pack up your stuff and then they put you on a plane.
Yeah, they've got a ticket waiting for you. It's so brutal.
So brutal.
And then I always love like the group dances. Everyone's like up to like 4 a.m.
Oh yeah. Our group was up for probably, I don't even think we went to bed because we were all so nervous about just the entire thing. And we wanted to kind of put in different styles in ours because we had hip-hop dancers, contemporary dancers, we had a tap dancer, we had all of the styles, so we're like, maybe we should just kind of integrate all of them. Mm-hmm. And luckily, I had done tap, so I did some tap with the tap dancer. Like, we made it work, definitely, but we were up the entire night trying to figure it out. It was crazy.
It's always the time when someone gets dropped on their head, too. They always show that. So-and-so was dropped on their head, and the medics came in.
Exactly. I know. It's because you're so tired, and mistakes happen, for sure.
Yeah, you're exhausted. Do you remember who was in your group?
I remember a few people. Curtis, my partner.
Partner, of course.
He was in my group. Mariah Spears.
She made the show.
Top 20. I'm trying to think. There was another girl named Alexis, but she didn't make it on the show. She was super cute. She's blonde. She's adorable. I'm trying to think. There were a few more people, but those were the people that made the top 20. That's the only reason why I remember
that. Yeah, of course. I was like, I always like to know. I'm like, who do you remember from Vegas week? I almost said Academy week. I'm so used to it now. Because there is this like moments where things stand out and like you're like, oh gosh, I remember I had that moment with Curtis and then he winds up my partner on the
show.
Totally.
Yeah, it was actually Curtis that me and him did a little like tap jig in the middle of our group dance and I was like, oh my gosh. And then we ended up being partners.
That's probably crazy. Where the idea came in. Jeff Thacker's like, oh, I got a partner for
you. Exactly.
Did you guys kick off Vegas Week? I don't know if you remember with hip hop, because it seems like Nappy Tabs always kicks off the week.
Oh, yeah.
And it weeds everyone out.
Yes, we did actually. And the crazy thing is that they told me, they were like, your hip hop was not the strongest. And they were like, you need to keep working. And I was like, I thought I did pretty good, but okay. Cool. I'll definitely listen. But yeah, so then I thought that I was going home because they started like telling me kind of negative things. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going home. And they were like, but you're going through. And then the rest of Vegas Week, they were so nice to me. Like, I was shocked because I heard them be so brutal to some people and very rude sometimes. But they were great to me. And so I can't really complain. But every single time I would either get through or like every single day, I would call my mom crying. I was definitely the crier, which luckily they didn't really show that.
Because they love a good crier. Oh, I'm surprised.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I was crying after every single round that I got through.
You got
good at
it.
Because I was so happy. But I got very lucky.
That's so interesting. Now, you make it to the Green Mile. Mm-hmm. This is probably the one where I'd be like, I'm just going to throw up everywhere because it's you're at this point and it's like 40-ish people, depending on how many they have left.
Yeah.
What was it like at that moment when you're like, it's my turn to walk through?
Yeah, your heart is pounding out of your chest. I mean, I believe there were 30 people for our Green Mile.
Okay.
So you just kept seeing people walk in and out of the door, and either people were so excited or people were absolutely devastated. And the thing is if you're towards the end, you start to see, like, oh, they already took a contemporary dancer. Oh, they took this person. So I believe when I finally got through, they had already taken 4 contemporary dancers.
Oh my God.
And I was like, there's no way I'm making it.
Not
like,
happening.
Absolutely no way. So I walked up there, and I'm literally, my heart is pounding. Mia Michaels is out there, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, terrified of her, but, like, absolutely love her. I'm obsessed with her. And yeah, and then they were like, so we want you on our top 20. And I was like, what? And I was, but then the first thing that popped in my head was like, how many contemporary dancers are you taking?
35.
They took 7 my season.
Gosh.
Like, that is crazy. It was amazing for me and for everybody else.
You guys were very versatile, though. If I go back and think about it, I mean, like, Jasmine's another one that can do anything.
Insane.
Like, you,
yes.
Mackenzie. Like, there was just a lot of that going
exactly.
on, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that many, though.
Yeah, we had 7. So one contemporary, like, group. Because you know how we did, like, the groups at the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
It was Jasmine, Mackenzie, Tucker, and Nico.
Nico. I was going to say Nico.
Yes.
Come in,
yeah. And then me, Carlos, and Melise. We did, like, the little trio
wow.
situation. So there were 7 contemporary dancers.
A lot.
It was a lot.
Well, and that happens some years, too, when they're like, we have 4 ballroom. And sometimes we're always like, that's so many.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
I always worry because it does happen. Like, sometimes the votes start to cannibalize each other. And you do have to worry about that. Like,
right.
There's so many contemporary dancers. Someone's got to go.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you all kind of look similar, too. Like, they are very particular with their looks. And I think we had maybe 2 blondes on the entire top 20, and so we were all like, oh, we all kind of look very similar. So we were like, they're going to have to start voting for some blondes, or like, it was, yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
You never know. I will always be shocked that in season 9, Audrey and Tiffany made it that far against
yeah.
each other, because there were, the first part of the season, I'm like, is that Tiffany or is that Audrey?
Exactly.
And then they had them
so
in
similar.
A hood 1 week, and I was like, I don't know which
like,
one it
it's
is.
It's game over. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know at all. Okay, so you make the show. Were you planning on going to college in the fall, or are you planning on moving to New York or LA?
I was actually planning on going to college. I was already enrolled at Chapman University in Orange, California.
Ah.
Yeah. I was going to major in dance and minor or double major. I wasn't really sure in kinesiology because I wanted to be a physical therapist.
Well, look how life took you in another direction.
Exactly. I'm like, this is definitely not the path that I thought I was going to go down.
No kinesiology for Haley.
But yeah, so I was actually already enrolled in everything. The dean of the college was actually emailing me during my season and was like, are you planning on coming back for spring? And I was like, at that point, I was like, yeah, of course. Like, why not? Because I wasn't really sure like what it was going to entail, which I was only top 20 at that point. But then once I started getting further and further, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I might want to make a profession out of this.
Yeah.
Like, I might want to actually do this.
Strike while the iron's hot,
exactly.
honestly.
Exactly. That's actually what Mia Michaels told me. She was like, you have to do it while you're still hot. And I was like, okay, cool. Okay, then I'll do it. Yeah.
And you guys had a really strong season, too, where I feel like it was just one of those that everyone was really excited about the cast. I thought it was really well cast. In thinking now, I'm like, seven contemporary dancers doesn't seem like it would work, but it really did.
Yeah, it was amazing. If you actually look at the contestants right now, at least top 10 and mostly top 20, our season is probably one of the most working seasons. Like, every single dancer is constantly working in the industry, which is pretty dang cool. Yeah.
Come on. This is the most amazing photo ever.
It's so good.
It's so good. And it's like this strange 80s flashback where I'm like, everyone's in like their little fluorescence and their little.
I remember picking out that outfit and being like, okay, you have to pick the correct outfit. And then they put me right in the middle. And I was like, oh God, I have to look really good right now.
I love that Alan's next to you in his like hot pink tank top with suspenders.
It's so Alan. Oh my gosh. But if you look at that, if you look at this picture, like, almost every single dancer is working in the industry.
Well, and I think, too, what people need to even realize, you know, you look at Brittany Cherry, and I have always said, like, first out doesn't mean anything. It's what you do after the show.
Exactly.
It's such a huge thing. Brittany and I are working together because I want to do an interview with her about what she did behind the scenes of World of Dance.
Totally. Such cool stuff. Actually really amazing stuff. Yeah. I can't wait for you to have like an interview with her.
Yeah, so we've been talking about it, so we're going to make that happen.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But that's Mariah Spears is out there all the time, and she went earlier than I think she should have.
Yep. I agree. She's amazing. And I actually ran into her the other day at yoga class. I was like, Mariah, like, we hadn't seen each other in so long. I was like, oh, it's so good to see you.
I love that.
We need
that.
To have like a little season 10 reunion, but.
Yeah, you guys totally need it. Like, you need all 20 of you. And then you're going to tell me where you are. And I'm just going to sit at another table and like snap photos.
And just watch us all.
And fangirl.
Do a little people watching situation.
Absolutely. Couple things that I want to talk about this season, because I loved, when we talked about this before we went on air, was that piece with Leonardo. So Curtis is your partner. He's injured.
Yes.
And Leonardo's like, I'm stepping in.
Yep.
You're 18. You have like the master of Argentine tango that you have to dance with. Tell us what that experience was like.
I mean, it was incredible. He is the most amazing partner. Like, he is so strong, and it looks, I mean, that picture, like, holy cow, he's so strong, but at the same time so smooth. Like, it was incredible dancing with him. And I really at that point didn't know anything about ballroom, so he was teaching me how to like hold my back and how to like kind of stay in frame in order for him to lead me in certain directions. So I was pretty much clueless at that point, but it was the most amazing thing. I learned so much from him. And I mean, it was sad that I couldn't dance with Curtis because I felt so bad. He injured his shoulder really bad, and those lifts were insane.
You need your shoulders for Argentine tango. You cannot fake your way through that.
Exactly. So, but I mean, it was incredible. He's amazing. Him and Miriam are just,
they're geniuses and masters at what they do. I went back and watched this number again today. Your lines were incredible.
Thank you.
And the funniest thing is, like, the video's been up for years now, too, and people are like, Haley missed your calling as a ballroom dancer. I mean, funny thing, people. Let's fast forward.
Funny thing, you should see where she is now. She's actually doing ballroom. What's actually really funny is, on the show, I got 3 ballroom dances and like 4 hip-hop dances or something. Maybe it was 3 hip-hop. I don't really remember. But I barely got any contemporary or jazz. And it ended up being that I'm out here doing more hip-hop and ballroom than I am anything else.
Isn't that funny? We had a great number with Twitch.
Yes.
Is that the one he choreographed?
No, that was actually one that Christopher Scott choreographed. Okay. But oh my gosh, that week was insane for me because we had to do tutting and animating, and that was so not me at all. But it was really fun to learn. I mean, and having Twitch as my partner, he taught me everything. And he's like, it's okay, just breathe through it. And he could tell how stressed I was, but it was amazing.
And Chris Scott, I don't know if he gets enough credit for what he does because he's so humble about it. But his lyrical quality, now that you say it's Chris Scott, I'm like, of course it was.
Yeah.
His lyrical quality with movement is so, I feel like it's underappreciated sometimes because it's so good and he makes it look so easy.
Totally.
It's not.
Yeah, he's an incredible choreographer. And his thing is props too, which, I mean, it's so stressful as a dancer. You're like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to use this prop. But he teaches you. And like, after you watch all of his numbers, they are just so effective. Like, it's amazing how elaborate they are.
It's unbelievable. He's another one that I'm like, I need to get him in here.
Yeah, come on, Chris.
You did a great rumba with
Dimitri
Chaplin.
Yeah, that was the one that Dimitri choreographed.
Okay, yes. So that was because All Stars came in one week, didn't they, and choreograph? Kind of sexy. Holy cow.
As an 18-year-old, I was like, ooh.
Okay. I know, but it was wonderful. And that was another one. If you look at all the comments again, like 4 years ago, they're like, Haley should be a ballroom dancer.
Yeah. Surprise. Yeah, that one was really fun too. I had, once again, no ballroom training at all, and Dimitri taught me everything, and it's actually crazy. Emma Slater was the one that helped me with that piece. She was his assistant that week, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's like it came around in full circle.
Do you have any memories of her in the studio teaching you?
I mean, I just remember her, first of all, the funniest thing is every single time Emma sees me or saw me after that, she was always like, is your hair darker? And I'm like, nope, I've never dyed my hair.
But she pure hair.
Yeah, it was the funniest thing. But she was amazing. She couldn't be on camera because of Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. But she just taught me like everything from like frame to hold. Like it was, yeah, I don't even know. She just taught me everything that I needed to know. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
and it's awesome. Like now she's one of my really good friends.
I know. Isn't that fun?
It's amazing.
You were in her wedding.
Yeah.
It's funny how that all sort of like came full circle.
It all like plays out. It's really cool.
When you get down to like that top 10, is it every week when they're doing the elimination are you like, is this my week? Or did you know it was your week? Everyone seems to feel like they knew it was their week.
Totally. So, I mean, I was just a stress case like the entire season because I was like, I'm going to go home this week. But the week that the first week that I saw that I was in the bottom, I knew because Jeff came over to me. I had this like strip of cloth that was covering my stomach and he was like, can I cut your costume? And I was like, sure. And he just cut it. And I was like, I'm in the bottom. I was like, I'm about to do a solo. And then they called me and I was like, I knew it.
You're like, he gave it away.
Yeah.
Papa Jeff gives it away every
time.
Like,
he never cared about my costumes any other week until that week. And I was like, okay, I'm definitely in the bottom. But I didn't go home. But then I think it was the next week I went home.
You and Paul went home together.
Paul and I went home together. Yeah. And actually, we had kind of had a feeling because we knew that, like, they love Jasmine and Amy for the females, and they love Fiction and Aaron for the males. So we were like, okay, well, we have less of a chance. But the time that we actually knew that we were going home was when we did our first contemporary duet together. And I can't remember who said it, but somebody was like, this was a great way to end your journey. And we were like, we're going home. Okay, cool.
Thanks a lot.
So we kind of like prepared ourselves for it, which was good because we both were very composed. We were very like, I don't know. I feel like the way that we left was very graceful.
You're
so
good. You're good with that.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Nigel is funny to me because I sit in the audience enough. I don't always sit in the press room if they have an extra ticket. I always like to go because I'm like, he tips his hand a little bit. And if you guys listen to his comments carefully,
totally.
He will let you know when he is done with a contestant. And he'll be like, and so he tips voting in ways that I don't think voters even register, but then they wind up not voting for the person and they wind up going home every week.
Yeah.
And then he'll also like tip the hand of like, you're going home. Yep. Even though he's not saying it, if you listen to his words.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, that's actually an amazing strategy for judges to do because they want to persuade you to kind of pick their people. And so if they're good judges and they like know how to kind of word it all, they're really good at that. Then you definitely can tell if you listen very closely.
He's sending you subliminal messages, audience. I'm just letting you know.
Just maybe a little bit.
I want to ask, and I find this fascinating when I watch the show. Jeff Thacker comes up to the contestants before they either do a solo or performance. What kind of things does he say to you guys? Do you remember?
I actually, honestly, don't really remember. I'm the type of person that when I'm extremely nervous, I block everything out of my universe. Like, I am completely oblivious to everything around me. I just remember the main thing that I remember about Jeff is him always coming up to us before and just holding our hands, saying something to us. I don't remember what it ever was, but I do remember the one time. So it normally was like something sarcastic. Like, he's a very sarcastic person. But the one time that I knew that I was in the bottom was he came up to me and he was like, you're going to have an amazing show. And I was like, okay, that's the first time you've ever said anything nice to me before a show. So I'm definitely in the bottom or going home. One of the two.
I feel something happening.
Yeah. But Jeff Thacker is amazing. He's like our dad. Like, he can be very, very tough. very tough on you. And he still is to this day. He always sees me and he's like, Haley, do you have gum in your mouth? I'm like, yes, I do.
Did you know?
Because I was always chewing. I'm always chewing gum. Like, I have to have something. Like, I'm a fidgeter. So, like, I have to either be chewing gum or I have to be, like, holding on to something or playing with something. So, like, my
thing
is... I play
with my ring, so...
Yeah. Yeah. I always play with something. Like, it's my hair or I don't even know what. But, so I always had gum and he'd always be like, spit it out. And I'd have to spit it in his hand. So, still to this day, he's like, Haley, do you have gum? I'm like... Maybe.
I might. I don't want to tell you if that's actually true or not.
I'm like, I'm not competing anymore, so I'm fine to have it in my mouth.
I love that. Let's talk about tour, because I love tour so much. Yeah. And I know you guys always have a blast.
Oh my gosh,
when you
yes.
go out.
Yes.
Yeah, what was that like? Because it literally, most of the cast is usually like 18, 19, 20. And so it's just like...
It's just insanity.
It's college on its own, but you get to travel and totally. You get paid for it, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that was actually my first like real paid job. Like I had done babysitting and like little things here and there, like teaching class and whatever. But that was like my real weekly paycheck. So I was like, this is amazing. And I remember contestants telling me, save your money, do not spend it all. And I kind of halfway listened. I definitely spent a lot of money.
Sure.
But
what were you buying?
I saved a lot. Clothes.
Clothes.
Oh my gosh. I was going crazy buying clothes, which I was like, why did I buy that? I definitely should have saved it, but whatever. It's fine.
When you're on the road, I mean, it's super exciting when it's your first job.
Oh, yeah. I mean, being on the So You Think tour, it actually made me realize that that was what I wanted to do. Like, I love touring, and I always have since I was 18. But also, you become so close with the people that you're on tour with. Mm-hmm. You're all confined to one bus. We brought our top 14. So two people went on the crew bus, which was Jenna and Tucker, because they were kind of nominated themselves. They were like, yeah, we're good. We don't want to be. They were kind of like.
How mature?
I mean, Tucker was married. Yep. And Jenna was just like kind of over everybody. She like didn't drink. She was Mormon. So she just like didn't really want to be around that energy mm-hmm. or anything. So she was like, no, we'll bow out. It's fine. We can be on the crew bus. And then our bus was just, like, insanity. But it was honestly amazing. Like, we had the best time of our lives. And we would play games almost every single night. We'd stay up way too late. It was crazy. And somehow we made it through all of the shows.
Like, I love that. Were you lucky enough to have a hometown date?
No. I want to say the closest I got was Wichita, Kansas, okay. which is fairly close. It was, like, probably an hour and a half away from Topeka, but my entire studio was there. It
Yay.
Was insanity. Like, it was just crazy. When I took my bow, like, it was always, like, a nice little roar, but when I took my bow in that city, it was, like, literally the walls were, like, shaking. I was like, this is the most amazing feeling in the world.
Don't ever let it end.
Oh, it was really cool.
Well, and when it does end, and this is the other thing I find, like, interesting. You guys are rock stars for, like, you know, months. And then all of a sudden you're like, what's next?
Because
you've literally gone from So You Think, you're on a national TV show.
Yep.
Now you're on tour. And then you're going to LA, you're going to New York, you're going to college, you're going home. Like, what are you guys all doing? How was it for you? Because sometimes people find the transition difficult.
Yes, it honestly was kind of bittersweet, to be honest. I went home for a month after because I was like, you know what, this was a lot to take in. Like, I need to be home with my family. And it was kind of me just figuring out exactly what I wanted to do, where I wanted to move, like, what was the next step of my life. From there, I decided to move to L.A. I ended up rooming with Amy Yakima, actually. We were roommates for a year.
I love that.
Yeah, it was really fun. So it was like a crazy transition. I literally did not want to, like, do anything for the first week because I was like, I miss it so much. And I was, like, almost, like, borderline depressed. Not really, but kind of.
But I think there is always a tour depression, honestly.
Totally.
Because you're, like, just riding high and you're dancing, you're getting paid for it. And then you're like,
totally.
Oh, what am I doing?
Yeah, exactly. But it was cool to come home, spend time with family and friends, and then just pack up my life. And we literally packed up my car. My mom and I drove 24 hours to LA.
Gosh.
It was insane, but it was so fun. And yeah, and now here we are.
Here we are. Well, and that's the thing. Like, once you get out there auditioning, what was it like for you? Did you find it hard because you were So You Think personality at this point? Or was it easier and it opened doors?
It was hard because, so here's the thing, is when you get off of So You Think, like, you feel like you're just a really strong dancer. And the minute I moved out to LA, I was like, really not as good as I thought.
Oops.
I have a lot to work on, which was incredible. That means I had to be a student. I had to go to class. I had to really work on things. So I went to auditions and I got told no way more than yes. I think maybe my first 2 months that I was out here, I got one job. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to make any money. Like, right. I'm going to be poor and I'm going to be going back home. And so I was always in class just trying to, I mean, I was trying to get out of my comfort zone, which I stayed a lot in contemporary and ballet and jazz classes, but I had to get into hip hop because I was like, that is the thing out here. So it was insane. I was a little insecure when I first moved out here, definitely.
Totally understandable.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm new. I didn't know anybody. Like, literally all I knew was the people from So You Think, which there were only 4 or 5 at the time that were out here. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life, and I don't know if this is the right choice. And then I think it was like 3 months later, I auditioned for Move with Julianne and Derek, and I ended up booking that, which was like the start of my entire career, which was amazing.
When you have that sort of tough period, because this industry is so up and down all of the time, who were you turning to? Like, what were you doing to like keep yourself sane? Were you and Amy like, oh my gosh, this is so hard? Or was she booking a lot of work? Sometimes that can happen in that dynamic.
Yeah. So when we lived together, the thing was is, it was like when I was working, she wasn't. When she was working, I wasn't. So it was just constantly like, it was a little frustrating at times. And then she ended up going on tour with Shaping Sound. And then that's when I booked Move. So it was like we finally booked something like at the same time. But it was also hard because, I mean, we were each other's competition because we were both brunettes. We were both about the same height. Like, she was a little shorter, but we were always getting called into the same auditions. Ugh. One of us would get through, the other wouldn't. Like, it was tough. But we made it through, so it's okay. It's
and we're good. Still friends. Yeah. It's all good. She's a Broadway star.
Exactly. She's in New York now,
she's
which is amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I love that. And she works with Mia Michaels quite a bit. Like, Mia uses her as an assistant a lot, which is awesome. So going on the Move tour, you know, you always need affirmation in this business because as a human being, you just need it.
Totally.
So this is like, must have been that affirmation of like, okay, I'm supposed to have a professional career. We're good.
Right. Yeah. And I think it came at the right time, too, because I was almost to the point where I was like, I've only booked like 3 or 4 jobs. I've been out here for 3 months. And I'm like, what am I doing? And it was actually Nappy Tabs who was holding the audition, which I was like, okay, I kind of have an in with them. And I had never met Derek and Julianne before. Mm-hmm. I had never met Kyle Hanagami, who was also the other choreographer on that. And I was like, let's just do this. And I started getting through the cuts and everything, and I made it all the way through. And I was like, this is amazing. And I was like, if I make it on this on this tour, it's going to be incredible. Like, I just knew because you could feel Derek and Julianne's energy. Mm-hmm. I was like, they are going to be the most incredible bosses. So I was like, I'm really excited for this. Yeah. And I like didn't want to get my hopes up because I was like, I will be heartbroken if I don't get this. But I made it, and I got, like, the call, I think, a couple of weeks later, and I was so
That's a
stoked.
Long couple of weeks.
It was a long couple of weeks. That's the thing about it is you don't – it's either you hear back a yes or you literally do not get contacted at all. Like, they don't tell you no. It's like you just don't hear, and you're like, okay, well, I guess I didn't book that job.
You're like, thanks.
Yeah.
It happens on my end of the business, too. Like, you're either, like, you have press credentials or you hear nothing, crickets.
Exactly.
And you're just like –
Oh, it's so
Am
stressful.
Am I coming in or not? Oh. It's a little bit like trying to get Dancing with the Stars press line some weeks.
Right.
So I want to ask, because like, how many people were left? Did you remember in that sort of final group?
I would say there were probably about 50 to 60 people.
And like, how many went on that first tour?
There were 10 of us.
Think about the odds of that.
Yeah. But at the beginning of the audition, I think there were 300 people. I was like, holy cow. Like, making it from 300 people to about 50 is amazing. But then making it from 50 to 10, I was like, this is incredible. Yeah, it was kind of like So You Think all over again, to be honest.
And you had a few So You Think people with you, right?
Yeah. We had Paul and Brittany. And I think that was it. Yeah.
And that first tour. That's amazing. So what did you learn on that first? You love to tour, actually, because I was like, you do Dance with the Stars tours. You've done some Move tours.
I love touring so much. It's honestly my favorite.
But you're out of the So You Think bubble at this point.
Right.
So what did that first tour teach you?
The Move tour?
The Move tour,
yeah. The first Move tour. I mean, it was kind of like, it was kind of me figuring everything out again because I was still really young at that point. There were a lot of people that were quite a few years older than me, so I had to really be mature. I had to really, like, kind of settle in and just be start to figure out who I was as a person, which was really cool. But I made some of my best friends on that tour, like Haley Fitzgerald and Jason Glover and Christy, who was my roommate, who will forever be my roommate and
I
best
love
friend.
That.
But yeah, I made some of my best friends on that tour. So it was honestly one of the best life experiences. And I still to this day am like, I'm so grateful for MOVE because I met my best friends. It made me realize that I wanted to do all of this. I wanted to tour. Like, I loved So You Think Tour, but MOVE Tour was really the one that was like, okay, I want to tour. Like, this is amazing to travel and dance and to perform in front of thousands of people. Mm-hmm. It's like the most incredible feeling.
And I think also, you know, you look at Julianne and you look at Derek, and they have really helped the wave
totally.
Of pushing the dance industry forward over the last decade. And I think they've been great ambassadors for dance. They're
yes.
great mentors when it comes
yeah.
to dance. And being able to just sort of learn from that environment is really important.
Right. I mean, but aside from So You Think Tour, they were kind of the first like dance tour to really get out there. So MOVE was the start of the whole dance tour. They had Dancing with the Stars tours before that, but it wasn't like it is now. They were like, we just want a show that's full of dance and full of entertainment, and that's exactly what they gave. And then people kind of caught on to the bug, and they were like, we definitely want to do this too. And that they were kind of the start of all the dance shows, which is incredible.
Yeah, you know, you're right, actually, now that I go back and think about it. And the fact that and people don't, you know, if they're not paying attention, like before all of this, especially in the 90s, there was no way like a commercial dance group could actually sustain a tour like that.
Totally.
At all.
Yeah.
And now you can sit there and you can have sold out Shaping Sound. You can have Max and Val and PETA out there. You can have, you know, Derek and Julianne out there.
Yeah.
In addition to 1,000 other things that are going on too.
Yeah.
And Dancing with the Stars. And So You Think.
Yeah.
In World of Dances, they did a small tour. I think they're doing a big tour later on. And
yeah.
I think that it's kind of incredible that,
yeah.
you know, it's not oversaturating the market. You can actually sell out a theater.
Totally. Yeah. And I mean, and that's the cool thing too about MOVE One. They started in like smaller theaters, smaller venues. It was kind of a smaller show. And then the second one was even bigger, went to bigger venues. And then the third one was even bigger. Like, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to do the third one because I was on So You Think.
Or
I was on Dancing with the Stars.
I was employed elsewhere.
Yeah.
But here's what I want to ask. Like, when you went back for the second MOVE tour, did you have to audition again?
I did. I had to audition again.
Just asking.
Well,
actually, they collect people
so
back.
So the thing is they were saying, they were like, you actually don't have to audition. They sent out like an email to all of us, and they were like, just know that you're kind of in the mix. And I just kind of wanted to solidify my spot on the tour because I knew that I wanted to go again. So I was like, the only way to do that is to, A, show my face, and to mm-hmm. B, show that I can be up against all the rest of the dancers. Because I was like, what if they don't remember how I dance, or what if they? I was just so nervous that I would get replaced. So I was like, I gotta get in there.
If they find someone else, you don't know
exactly.
in this business.
Exactly. And a lot of it is typecasting and auditions too. So I was like, what if they find another brunette that they like better? So I was like, I just have to go and I have to do it. I had to leave. I was already booked on another job. So I went to the audition and I had to leave like 30 minutes early, or maybe it was like 45. And so I auditioned early. I missed the ballroom round of it, but I was like, at least I got out there for a little. So I knew that I did everything that I could. So if I didn't get it, I was like, I did everything that I could. And if I did get it, I was like, okay, I like feel good about going.
It's actually a great strategy. And I think people, when they look at their dance career or any career, like there are pieces to the puzzle. And sometimes you need to do things that you don't necessarily need to.
Totally.
But it just puts you up like a little bit higher on, you know.
Right.
Where people are like, we notice you, we see you, we appreciate that you
right.
came in and
yeah.
did that. And that you're not like this diva sitting at home on the couch
yes.
while everyone else is like trying to fight for a spot.
Yeah. And that's actually what they said to me too. They were like, we don't care if you can't get here for the whole audition. They were like, we just appreciate you coming because that means a lot. And I was like, okay, cool. I was like, okay, I'm doing the right thing. I'm good.
Yeah. Well, in a town where it's all about like relationships and networking and knowing people.
Totally.
But you can't take those relationships for granted.
Absolutely
either.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Because it is, I mean, in the end, it is about talent too. And if there's somebody that's more talented than you, then they're probably going to go with that other person. So you constantly, which I'm actually realizing that now, I've been taking dance class a lot because I realize, like, there are so many people progressing, especially the younger kids in this industry.
Right.
Holy cow, those little kids are insane. But yeah, I was like, there's so many people progressing. I'm like, and I hadn't gone to class in a few years. So I was like, I need to really get in there and just make myself a student again and keep going to class, because otherwise I'm going to plateau and I'm not going to get anywhere. So I was like, I need to keep progressing regardless of whether I'm doing ballroom or whatever. I'm like, I want to be a student in everything. So I've been taking lessons, ballroom lessons. I've been taking dance class. It's really fun, actually. I enjoy it a lot.
That's good, though. Yeah. It's because if you stop learning, what are you doing? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And like, why are you out here? Because at a certain point, everyone is going to surpass you. And they're
exactly.
going to be like, oh, we've got this great ballroom dancer or this great contemporary dancer, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And we're just like, we know they're in class.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you don't want to be that. You don't want to be the complacent person. You
right.
have been taking ballroom with Miss Shirley Ballas, haven't
Shirley
you?
Miss Shirley
Ballas. Please.
Yes.
Please. Just, I bow down to Shirley. And
oh,
she's such incredible. An incredible teacher.
Oh,
teacher,
my gosh.
And
she's so good. It's
tells
insane.
It like it is, Shirley. That's what I love about her, too.
Oh, yeah.
She'll let you know.
Exactly.
Not
and
good.
I appreciate that. That was kind of like my ballet teacher back when I was really young. She was just so blunt, and I appreciated it, though, because I don't want somebody to kind of blow smoke up my bum. Like, I want somebody to actually tell me how it is and to make me a better dancer and a better person, honestly. And so it's actually really funny. She reminds me a lot of my ballet teacher back in the day.
Love
so
that.
I was like, this is really cool. It's really awesome to like be taking from her. She's incredible, like the best to learn from. And she's still an amazing dancer. Like, it's insane just watching her work. I'm like, I want to be you. Like, literally
she's
want
smart.
To be you.
She looks great. I keep on telling. Last time I saw Mark, I'm like, "Is your mother aging backwards?" I'm just asking because every time I see her, she looks better and better.
Seriously,
and better and
better. Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah. And that's
inside
it.
And out.
Yeah, and if you have not watched some of like Shirley and Corky's old ballroom videos, go
you
now
have to
YouTube.
You have to watch it.
Oh my gosh, it's just genius.
Yeah,
it's. I mean, I get lost. Like, I'll fall down the rabbit hole on
yeah.
hours of what they
well,
were able to accomplish.
Well, even at weddings, like, I don't know if she danced at Julianne's wedding. I think she did a little bit. But at Mark's wedding, her and Corky got in the center of, like, a little dance circle, and they were doing their thing. And I was, like, mesmerized. Just literally could not take my eyes off of them. It was incredible. And even at Emma and Sasha, she was partnering with some of the other male dancers. And I was, like, this is so
they
insane.
Still have
She's
it.
So good. Yeah.
World champions.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
For a reason. Like,
unbelievable.
So deserving.
So I want to ask, because I think that this is a thing with troupe, and everyone has a different story of how they got into troupe.
Right.
And then for you, I think a lot of people are like, well,
yeah.
we know who you were dating or might have been dating or were
right.
friends with or had worked
who
with.
Who knows what we were who? At that time.
Exactly. Although I will say that watching Thinking Out Loud, that number is amazing
Thank
for you,
you
guys. Like, come on.
It was really fun.
It was
amazing.
It's really special. It's
yeah.
one of those numbers, too, I think you guys will always have and always
totally.
Remember. And
yeah.
I think for fans, it's like, you know, in their head, they're like, this is the moment they fell in love.
Yeah.
Whether they saw the video of you guys in New York City or Kansas
right?
or
exactly.
Boston.
Yeah. It was, I mean, and that was his dance with Nastia on Dancing with the Stars. And so I, like, learned it off of a video. We kind of changed up a little things.
Yeah.
But, it was a really special dance. And we had done a duet before that, but it was a contemporary on Move One. And then this one was my first, like, ballroom. And I was terrified because I was like, oh, my gosh, he's, like, the most incredible ballroom dancer. I still really wasn't a ballroom dancer at all. And so I was like, okay, am I going to get this? Like, and he was teaching me everything. He was
right.
amazing. But it was really, really nerve-wracking. And actually, what's funny is Shirley Ballas is the one that was like, you need to do rumba with Haley. And he was like,
huh.
okay. And yeah, it was, so it was all Shirley Ballas. And she always like reminds me of that too. She's like, just remember that that was me. And I was like, okay.
This is a little scoop. I love this.
Yeah,
it was Shirley
yeah.
Ballas.
She was like, she has great legs. And I'm like, oh,
you
thanks.
Do have great legs. And you've got
Thank
a really
you.
Good toe point. And if anyone has been following me, they know
Thank
I'm obsessed
you.
With toe points. So.
I have some really high arches and some
yes.
really flexible feet. So I
love
can
it.
Point my feet really
makes
hard.
Me so, it makes my heart sore, Haley.
I love it.
I love it, too. So how did the whole – did you have to audition for Dancing with the Stars? Did you have to do an interview? Because that happens, too, as well for some
yes.
people.
So actually, because I did Thinking Out Loud with Derek on tour, Ashley Eden's the executive producer of Dancing mm-hmm. with the Stars. She came to – it was a random show. I can't really remember where it was, but it was like an outdoor show that was just – really random, a random city. And I remember after the show, Derek and Julianne coming up to me and being like, hey, so you might get a phone call from one of the producers of Dancing with the Stars. And my heart dropped. I was like, what? Oh, my gosh. And they were like, well, they want to set up an interview because I guess she saw me and she was like, I want that brunette girl. And she kept asking them, does she do ballroom? And they're like, yeah, she does. Totally. I'm like, good. Thanks for
Shirley Ballas.
Thanks for selling me.
Shirley.
Yeah, seriously. But so then they were like, okay, well, here's her phone number. She'll be calling you. And I remember going onto their bus and freaking out. I was like, what do I say? I don't know what to say. Like, I was just so shocked that I was even being considered, like, for being on the show. Whatever aspect it was, I was like, I don't know what they're going to, like, ask me to be. I don't know if they're going to ask me to be on the show or just be, like, an extra or whatever.
An extra. Girl holding, like, the spoon for Disney night. What?
You never know. I mean, they always bring outside dancers.
They do.
Like,
but they
that
dance.
Aren't actually. Yeah, sure, they do dance. I'm like an dance. Extra. I'm just sitting
holding
there.
A sign, holding the mirror ball.
Exactly. But yeah, so they were like, just be completely honest. Just like, just talk it out, and she'll ask you a bunch of questions and just be yourself. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's way easier said than done, I think. But yeah, so then a couple of weeks later, Ashley called me and she's like, I want to set up an interview with you when you get back in town. So I think it was like 3 days after move tour had ended. Mm-hmm. I went to the Dancing with the Stars studios and set up an interview. I actually did not have to audition, which was kind of amazing for me because she had seen me do literally every single style on that tour.
She's like, I saw an hour and a half of you dance.
Yeah,
so
and we did every style. We did tap, we did ballroom, we did hip hop, we did jazz, we did contemporary. So I was like, she saw everything.
She's like, anything I'm gonna do now.
I don't need to see you dance again. Exactly. But yeah, so then we set up an interview, and I think it was like the day of the rehearsals is when they called me and they told me, well, you're gonna be on the show, which of course word gets around that, like, oh, Haley auditioned, whatever, Haley had an interview. So all the dancers were texting me, like Alan and Jenna, and they're like, are you gonna be on the show? And I'm like, I don't know, I haven't heard anything yet.
Were you like Britt, who was literally like signing her contract in the car on the way to rehearsal?
Mine was the day before rehearsal.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's always pretty last minute for us. They don't really know like how many troop members they're gonna have until really the last minute. So whenever they find out, they call us immediately, and it could be the day of rehearsals, it could be the day after, like you might miss a day of rehearsals. It's kind of crazy.
It's a little really crazy because you're like, do I book work for the fall or the spring or whatever it is?
Exactly. Yeah, you really don't know. You're kind of just open-ended. But I mean, the thing is you can book things, but I always tell people, I'm like, Dancing with the Stars is always my first priority, so I can commit to this, but then there's a possibility that I might have to pull out.
Yeah. And season 21 was your first season?
Season 21 was my first season.
Holy cow. Yeah. So, yeah, you know what the next question is. Like, aiming for pro, like, right?
I mean, that's the ultimate goal for everybody on Troop, yes. I believe. I mean,
I've been hearing the buzz. I'll tell you what I hear. So, okay. I'm like, I've been hearing the buzz. People are like, Haley's next. Everyone's kind of like waiting in line because they're like, Haley is the one that they are going to push next for pro. So,
I mean, I hope so.
I know. And we have no control over that, but I just always like to give like the word on the street.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, and honestly, we have no control over it either.
Yep.
I mean, the ultimate goal is to be a pro as a Troop member. And the cool thing about being Troop before being a pro is you get to see how everybody works in rehearsal. So you see what works and what doesn't. And you get to follow some pros that are just incredible at teaching. And like you kind of see, oh, well, that week they did this and that really was amazing. Or this like didn't really work out too well. So like maybe you should stay away from that.
Yeah.
So it's really cool for us because we get to like sit in all of the rehearsals and just watch them.
Is there any pro that like you've sat in their rehearsals and worked with them and thought, this is the kind of teacher I want to be?
Lindsay Arnold. And I will forever say that. And I think a lot of dancers will say that. She is so smart. Like, she is just the most intelligent with working with her partners. Like, you can see she's had 1,000 different partners that are all kind of all over the place in their dancing skills. And she's literally made it so far with people that literally could not, like, do a single step. Even Kareem this past this past
Hello.
Season. Like,
holy That's cow. Salsa?
Yeah. Come on. She's genius. Like, that was amazing. Her idea. She was like, hey, would you be able to put me on your shoulders and dance?
How
and
I was hard like, was
Let's
that?
Try it.
I mean, Lindsay's long and lean, but it's still, you're still trying to dance. You can't see.
Totally. Yeah. That was honestly the most terrifying part. Like, in rehearsals, I was totally fine. Plus, I had flats on. So I was like, this is so easy. And it was the only time that it actually got kind of difficult was when she had to, like, she was leading him a little bit. So her body weight was getting thrown off. And that's when I would have to, like, shake and I would, like, try to just
use your core.
Stand my ground. Yeah. But then once the skirt came on, I was like, oh, this is game over. Because they were supposed to make it, like, a sheer material, which they did. But in order to hide the bulge of my head, they had to, like, layer it up. And I could not see anything.
Oh my gosh.
So scary.
Well, I'm so impressed that you guys pulled it off.
Thank you. I know, I am too. Literally, the right before we went on, I was like, you cannot mess this up. You have to really get this. I was like, if you ruin this, you've ruined the entire number. Because I was like, that is like the biggest part of the number. So I was like, if you ruin this, you're done. You're getting fired. They're going to hate you forever. No.
That's the best, though, because I took a screenshot, and it wound up, that screenshot that I took, like, everyone pulled it, and it wound up everywhere, but it's literally of your face of, like, just, oh, my God, we're doing this.
Yeah, seriously.
And I haven't fallen, and this is awesome.
Yep. It was so fun, though. And she's, yeah, Lindsay's just incredible. And we actually call her in rehearsals. Mandy calls her Captain Obvious in the best way possible, because there will be things where we don't know if, like, there should be a roll off or whatever. And she's like, how about we do this? And we're like, duh, the most obvious choice, but the smartest and most effective choice. And that's just how Lindsay is, like, in general. She's so intelligent. It's amazing. And that's why she makes it so far. And that's why she won last season. That's why she's always in the finals. Like, she's incredible.
She is amazing.
Yeah.
How did you guys feel with the 4-week season? I know I think it felt off for everyone. Did it feel off for you guys a little bit?
Yeah. The most amazing part about the 4-week season for us, for troop members, was we were in everything.
Every
like
number.
They wanted to make every number so epic that we were in everything, which was really cool for
so
us.
So much dancing.
We got to dance a lot.
Yeah.
But it was actually really weird just because, I mean, you didn't really fully get to know the celebrities, I felt like. I mean, they had amazing packages and everything. Mm-hmm. But because it was cut so short, they couldn't fully portray themselves in, like, the way that they really wanted to. And to, like, really truly get to know the contestants, which I think was a little unfortunate. But, I mean,
that's the way the networks make decisions all the time that we have no control
totally,
over.
Totally, yeah. But it was still an amazing season. I feel like
I liked the theme. I thought the thematic of it was really brilliant because everyone...
Absolutely.
Even, you know, you can go, okay, Kareem was, you know, he's older or whatever, but he still had a sense of athleticism and competition.
Yes.
And I think had we had the 9-10 weeks, we would have seen him. I think he would have stayed longer just out of sentimentality
because
he's so sweet.
Totally.
I feel like Chris, I was like, Chris was someone
I loved. Chris so
He would have been in top five. Like, you know, there's certain ones in my brain that I was like, oh yeah, they would have lasted longer.
Totally. Yeah.
And things like that.
And the crazy thing about it was you were doing like double eliminations every single week
and
then
triple.
The triple elimination, so it's like it was hard because you didn't really get to see who actually was like in the top five, who was top six,
yeah.
or whatever. It was just kind of whoever
it would have played out so
we don't
differently.
Know we don't know who would have been there. Yeah,
we have no idea, but I do think it would have played out a lot differently.
Yeah.
Too, just with but all good, you know.
Yeah.
What
it was still an amazing season, and there were some incredible dancers on that season. Like, it was actually really fun to watch them. And that's why I've said this in other interviews. I'm like, athletes just want to be coached. They want to be told what to do. And that's why they're so good. Because they literally take in consideration every single little detail, every little comment, every critique. Like, it's really cool to watch athletes work. And that's why they're successful in their sports, and that's why they were successful on the show.
Yeah, and I do think the theme works too, because I'm like, you know, we're approaching season 27, and sometimes like I have all these ideas. I'm like, all ringers, or
yeah,
I'm like, or like people that almost won but didn't. Like, let's do runners up because
totally.
They will be so competitive.
Oh yeah,
I don't want to do all stars where everyone who's won,
right?
Because I'm like, we know you can win,
yeah,
but I want to do like the person that like
that'd be almost, fun.
Or how about first out? We didn't really get to see you dance.
First out would be interesting. First out would be a very interesting season.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I have all these ideas. ABC, you are free to take them.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
I do like the themes.
Would be cool. Yeah.
Are you excited about juniors?
Oh my gosh. I mean, little kids are so, just knowing a little bit of the cast, it's going to be really cool. Like, there are some amazing kids. Like, it's insane.
And I think what's great about the cast, and of course we can't reveal it at this point, but it's faces that we've been familiar with from other shows and things like that. And I think that they're really going to wow everyone. And I think anyone who's a little hesitant on the theme, once they see the actual premise of the show, I think they're going to really enjoy it.
I think they're going to love it. And I mean, that's the thing, is all the kids shows in pretty much every network, they're all so successful right now. So, I mean, seeing little kids smash it on a dance show, I think it's going to be really amazing.
Well, and it's funny because people are always like, oh, I didn't really like So You Think with the little kids. But I'm always like, take a look at that top 10. I mean, I feel like every commercial I see, like, Shaden Gabriel, or I see Tahani Anderson, JT's working nonstop. Little Keita has, like, I don't even know how many, he's not even Little Keita anymore. He's Keita Burns. But he's no longer Lil.
Yeah.
He's taller than me. But, I mean, he is out there traveling the world with World of Dance and all of their shows. Yeah. And I'm like,
I know. I think the one thing that turned people off of So You Think Kids was that the all-stars were dancing with the little kids. They were like, it looks weird to have a little kid dancing with, like, a normal-sized person. And so that's, I think, going to be the difference between that and this one, because they're going to have kids celebrities. So it's going to be kids dancing with kids, so it'll look aesthetically a lot better.
Yes.
And then they're going to have mentors, which is cool. Like, they're going to have amazing teachers.
Are you going to mentor? Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see.
Never know.
We'll find out.
Yeah, you'll find out
it
soon.
It would be super fun if you were.
It would be fun.
Yeah. So when you look, I forget, like, it's so funny because you've been on the dance scene for so long. I'm like, I forget how young you still are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm like doing all my research today and I'm like, good God, you're such a baby still.
I know.
And so, when you're looking at your career overall, do you have, like, obviously we know pro for Dancing with the Stars would be amazing, but are there some other goals that you would like to achieve in the dance world?
Totally. I mean, my thing that I've said since I was probably about 15, 16 years old is I've always wanted to do a world tour.
Ooh.
So, like, I told you that I love touring, but I think the main reason why I've always wanted to do a world tour is because I love traveling. So I'm like, you kind of get to do everything. You get to travel, you get to perform in front of thousands to millions of people, like, depending on who you tour with. You get to see the world, which is incredible.
Any artists that you would like to tour with?
I've always said Beyonce since I was, like, little, but that is so not me. Like, I am so not that style. So another one that I would love to tour with is Pink, which she's out right now. And she's...
Good one.
Yeah, she's incredible. Like, I have Jason Glover, one of my best friends, is on tour with her and says she's, like, the most incredible person. And her show is epic. Like, honestly, I'm down for JT. I'm down for Katy Perry. I'm down for Taylor Swift. I don't know. I'm really down for anything, but...
Yeah,
I've always wanted to do a world tour.
I love that because you could sit there and you could, sit there and, like, I think of all the aerial work that Pink does. That.
It's incredible. And
it's
she's
so athletic.
Herself, like,
and sings.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And that, I love it when artists actually are singing and dancing instead of doing the track.
Right.
Pink really sings, you
she
guys.
She really sings. Yeah. And it's like you can't hear her breathing hard at all. And she's dancing full out 100%. And she's still singing on top of that, sounding incredible. I'm like, I don't know how she does it. Because I can barely, like, talk and count while I'm dancing. Like,
yeah.
I'm, like, breathing so hard.
I know when people are always like, it's like Tom's asking people at the end. They're like, oh, I just.
Yeah, seriously.
Me.
Seriously.
Do you want to choreograph?
I do. I mean, I've choreographed, like, numbers for studios, like solos here and there, duets, little groups and whatever. So, like, I've done choreographing situation, but, I mean, I don't think that choreographing would be my number one choice of jobs, but, like, if I were offered them, of course I'd take them because I'm like, I can do it. I've done it before.
Yep.
So I'm like, but I think, like, dancing is what I love to do. Like,
yeah.
I kind of was talking to my friend about this the other day. I was like, dancing is just my release. Like, it is what I've always done that's made me happy. So I'm like, I love dancing so much. So anything that is getting my body moving is honestly what I want to do.
Thing.
So choreographing would be great, but it doesn't really allow, unless I choreograph and I'm in it. There we go.
Yeah.
That would be good.
That's totally great.
Yeah.
I want to ask too, because you wrote this really personal note about dance on your Instagram page.
Yeah.
And it's so realistic because I think people go through ebbs and flows with dance where you love it and then you hate it. And then you're like, am I supposed to be doing it?
Yeah.
And I thought it was really refreshing because people love to just be like, I'm employed, I'm dancing, everything's great, look at my social media.
Absolutely.
It's not always like that.
No, it's definitely not. And that was the thing that I kind of wrote. I was like, I was treating it as an everyday job. And I was like, and I actually forgot that this is what I love to do. And I've been doing this since I was 3 years old to make me happy. Like, even in high school, I chose dance over having a social life. I chose dance over everything. Mm-hmm. And it's because it made me happy, not because I always knew that I was going to have a career in it, because I actually didn't think I was going to be a dancer for the rest of my life. I was just doing it because it made me feel amazing inside, and it like fueled my soul. So yeah, on tour, that's when I was like, I'm really just treating this as an everyday job, and I'm not really truly appreciating it and enjoying it like mm-hmm. I used to. And so that's also the thing about social media, is I see a lot of people just trying to make their lives look perfect. And I realized that I was kind of doing the same. And I'm like, mm-hmm. you know what? I want to be honest with everybody. So I've been trying to do that as much as possible. Like, if I'm going through something, I'm going to post about it. And I'm kind of posting it for other people to learn from my experiences, but also kind of for myself. It's to like cheer myself on that, like, I can do it and
go
I can
me.
Get through all this stuff. Yeah.
Yay me.
Yeah.
Did you feel burned out at all? Because sometimes dancers do feel burnout, and I think it's a topic not talked about enough.
Totally. I mean, the thing is I was going from Dancing with the Stars to tour to show to tour, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of dancing, and you only get like a couple of weeks break here and there. For holidays, you get like a week break. So it's a lot, but I was feeling a little burnout, but then I just had to constantly remind myself, I'm like, I am so fortunate to be doing this. Like, mm-hmm. there are so many people that would love to be in my position, and I love the show that I'm on. It's like the most incredible show, and I'm actually getting to dance every day of my life. So like, it's kind of interesting. Like, you start getting burnt out, but then you have to constantly remind yourself, mm-hmm. like, you're here for a reason, and you love doing what you do. As long as you do love what you're doing.
Yeah, but
I do. So.
And you're being paid also to show up and smile and entertain
totally.
People. And you have to remember that even though you've done the show 18,000 times, especially when you guys are on tour,
right.
People are paying, especially if they buy those expensive VIP packages. Holy cow.
Yes.
You need to give them that $2,000 show or whatever
exactly.
they paid, or
exactly
$500 yeah. or $60, whatever it is.
Yeah,
they deserve that.
Yeah, and it's actually incredible getting either letters on tour, or they write you on DM or whatever, but they talk about how much you've inspired them. And sometimes we kind of forget that we are inspiration to so many people, which is amazing. Because I remember always looking at the So You Think contestants and being like Courtney Galliano, I always loved her. Jamie Goodwin was my absolute favorite. Like, when she got cut, I was so upset.
Crying.
Yeah,
your
literally,
pillow.
Literally so upset. And I would, like, watch all of her solos, and, like, they were my inspirations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool now to kind of, like, sit back and be like, I am that inspiration for people these
That's
days
right.
and for little girls. And I kind of, like, think about the girls at my dance studio, too, and they're all just, like, I am the inspiration for a lot of them, which is really, really amazing.
It's a good feeling, too.
Yeah.
It really is. And I think it's, like, it's important to walk the walk and talk the talk.
Of course.
And people don't realize that. Like, it's there's pressure on that, too.
Yes, definitely.
And one other thing, because I noticed, like, oh, gosh, you know, some of you guys get so much pressure on social media.
Right.
You get a lot of it. I feel like Jenna gets a lot of it.
Yes.
Some great stuff. And then on the flip side, some really awful stuff that sometimes I'm like, I go, there's a point, like, I've gone to bat for Jenna quite a bit because I know the hard work that she has put in.
Totally.
And then there's now Tumblr pages that are like, KB is way too Team Jenna. Like,
I
see this too, you guys. Come on. But
yeah.
I understand it from a perspective of, like, you guys aren't just, like, flippantly, like, doing things. You're going to the studio and you're rehearsing and you're
totally.
Putting your heart and soul into it and the creativity. And it's like, people are just like, Like, how are you dealing with that? Because I admire you guys because I see it.
The people, I mean, you always have to know that there are people that are not going to like you. Like, that's bottom line. Not everybody's going to love you. And I'm the type of person, I'm a people pleaser, so I want everybody to love me. But but it's not going to happen. And also, you just have to remember that the people that are saying those rude things, a lot of the time, they actually wouldn't say it to your face if they were in person. Like, if they were right in front of you, they would not be saying those things. So it's people hiding behind a TV or a computer screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you have to constantly remind yourself of that. But also, you have to consider all of the hard work that you put in. And no matter what, you're not going to be perfect. And that's like, we're all human. We make mistakes.
All the time.
So if you make a mistake on national television, we're human. Like, yes, it is my job. And it's like, I'm supposed to be amazing and like not supposed to mess up, but we're all human. So
it's a live TV show. Things happen.
Totally. So yeah, you kind of have to just take everything that people say with a grain of salt. And also the thing is on social media, a lot of the times the people that are saying rude things, if you click on their profile, which I've done a couple of times, they're the people with zero followers, zero posts. They just made an account just to be absolutely rude and terrible.
Yeah. They're like little eggs or whatever. It's that little person thing. Yeah. They have a profile.
So
and
I'm like, you can't ever listen to that stuff. And I know
Do you block them or mute them?
So I used to block like everybody. Like you should see my blocked list on Instagram. It is so long. But I've stopped because I'm like, you know what? Like I want people to see that because I'm like, I don't really care what people say about me. Like it definitely sometimes like kind of plucks a heartstring, but
because you're human.
Exactly.
And like, have feelings.
You're gonna, yeah. You're going to get a little emotional about things. But to be honest, like I have amazing people in my life and I'm like so very strong in myself that I'm like, I know I'm an amazing person and I don't really care what people say. It's like, you just have to be confident in yourself pretty much.
I love that. Yeah. As long as you stay true to yourself.
Exactly.
That's all that matters.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, Haley, the hour's up, believe it or not.
Holy cow.
Oh, that's it. Crazy. We did a whole hour.
A whole hour.
A whole hour. I promised you. I was like, it'll be totally painless, I promise you.
Yeah, no, it's perfect.
Good,
I loved
good. I'm so happy that you came in.
Let's
not wait two more years.
Okay, perfect. We won't.
So if you have new news, like slide on into the chair. You're always welcome back.
Yeah,
For those who are not following you, I don't know who's not following you at this point on social media, but where can they find you?
So on Twitter, it's Dance10Haley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y. And then on Instagram, it's Haley.Herbert.
Got a little dot in there.
Yes, there's a little period in there.
And by the way, this song is the one that you left So You Think with.
Yeah, so on the little farewell video, this is the song that they played, which was crazy because I was the only female that they played this song for. Everybody else got the same song, so it's kind of a special song for me.
I like it. They knew your inner fight.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining us here at To The Point. If you guys are listening on iTunes, do me a favor, review 5 stars. We want to make sure that we are a top podcast, of course. We want to thank Dance Network and Popcorn Talk, of course. And for all your dance news, you can visit dancenetwork.tv. Next week's guest, June 12th, will be Anna Trebunskaya. Ooh. I've got my fiery redhead in the studio. I'm so excited.
Love it.
Thank you so much for watching. We will see you all next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.